75 degrees, WEOL. It is 743. Chad Grood is with us. He is with Express Employment Professionals, as he is every week about this time. Chad, good morning. Welcome to the morning show. Good to have you back.
Hey, good morning. I'm glad to be on this morning.
Hey, just a brief overview. I know you're on every week, but for those who may be tuning in for the first time and or folks who may not be familiar with what you do, can you kind of tell us what it is that Express Employment Professionals does?
Sure. For the regular listeners, I'm sure they've got a good understanding, but if there's any first-time listeners out there, Express Employment Professionals is a total workforce solutions organization that works in specified communities, geographic areas, to work with job seekers and companies on finding the right match for a successful employment opportunity. And we service both sides of the work situation. For the job seeker, it's connecting them with a job that matches their hard skill set, their soft skill set, and hopefully aligns with where they'd like to go on a personal career level or a personal income earning potential. And then on the employer side of our business, we work with them on leadership development, HR compliance, and good business practices to create a culture and an environment that attracts employees and retains employees and develops employees to create a solid workforce. And so at a high level, that's what Express Employment Professionals does in Lorain County here at 992 Abbey Road North in Elyria.
So how does this work on the day-to-day? Somebody comes up to you and says, you know, Chad, I'd like to find some work. What do you do with that person?
Well, with that individual, what we do is we get them up. They apply with us. They get applied into our system. We do some base skill set evaluation to determine a level of competence in whatever field they have some experience in or they're looking at going. And then we go through a detailed ISO-certified interview process and hiring process to determine that we've identified their skill sets, their ability to get to work and be successful in a certain field or with a certain company. And then we connect them with companies that are looking for individuals to fill open positions. 99% of the time, full-time, gainful employment. And then we coach and develop them along the way, as long as they're, working for us and on an evaluation to hire basis. So if they need to sharpen their skills in leadership, or they need to sharpen their skills in Microsoft Office, we've got training and education that we help along the way to try to get them going and moving forward by their own free will.
Chad, when you talk to employers, what do they look like in terms of soft skills for possible employees?
Well, first of all, soft skills is really determining whether somebody has perseverance. I guess if over the last year and a half now, it's can they persevere? Can they make it through that probationary period? Can they see a little further down the road to stick with something before they feel like there's no hope and they're going to jump off to another job or another opportunity? And, to keep things simple, employees that understand that, hey, they're there to get paid to do a job, and unless they're asked, they keep their eyes and ears open and they pretty much keep their mouth shut and come in and do their job, learn. And opportunities will continue to, be presented. And so, at a simplified level, that's what employers are looking for. Somebody that's going to come in, they're going to show up every day, they're going to do their best, and they're not going to be calling off or coming in late because of external circumstances.
There's all different kinds of job seekers on all different kinds of levels and all different kinds of ages. Who are some of the folks who will most benefit by coming to somebody like yourself?
Well, I'm going to go off of our historical data, which for us here in Lorain County is a year on May 18th of this year. Every level, an individual looking for a part-time summer job, a young student graduating from high school, a student working while they're home for the summer from college, a graduate from college, somebody entering the workforce for their first time, and somebody that's been in the workforce for 25 years that is looking for a change, or they've been downsized and sort of trying to reinvent themselves maybe into a new industry or a new skill set. So we cover the entire spectrum. That's what our system is designed for. And, you know, we've gotten helped several individuals in all different areas, all different industries, all different ages. So it's really a full-encompassing, holistic approach to workers in the workforce.
We're talking to Chad Grude this morning. He is with Express Employment Professionals.
You know, Chad, you're talking about all different kinds of opportunities, and here we are in the dead of summer. It's another one of those kinds of days weather-wise, but I've got to think, you know, some employers out there are already thinking seasonally for later this year.
Yes, you know, from a aspect of seasonality and the business climate, you know, as business comes towards the fourth quarter, you know, companies, you know, are looking at trimming down their cost, and, you know, I mean, it's just part of the business cycle, you know, for a company to start shoring up. But there are companies throughout Lorain County that start ramping up towards October and through the winter time, more in the gardening and you know, horticulture type businesses. But overall, like I said, there are so many jobs available in Lorain County and across the country. I work over in Erie, here on counties as well. Every company I walk into, they're hiring. They're hiring. They need people to show up to work every day, and there's jobs out there, you know.
That's exactly what I wanted to ask you about. I mean, obviously, we might want to touch a little bit about what sort of jobs we are trending away from, but most importantly, what sort of jobs are we trending toward, and what sort of jobs are just solidly out there?
Well, you know, Lorain County over the years has always been a strong manufacturing, even going west, Erie County, strong in manufacturing. So there's several thousand manufacturing jobs available, starting out at the entry level. I mean, I think, you know, most people my age and many people started at that entry-level manufacturing position at some point in their career. For me, it was at Invacare, you know, back in the early 90s, working on assembly line, soldering wires. So we still have several thousand entry-level manufacturing positions starting at $9, $10, $11, $12 an hour, depending on what company and what skill set you bring to the table. Forklift operators. Almost every manufacturing company is in need of good forklift operators. Welders. So I don't think we're really trending away from anything that hasn't been there in a long time. I think we're actually trending back towards skilled trades, and we need, you know, good workers that work with their hands, that have mechanical aptitude to, you know, do those mechanical fields, that plumbing, electric, welding, you know, all that kind of stuff. I think we got a huge demand for that, and as a county and as a country, I think we're in a really tough spot right now if we can't start getting people back in that those positions.
A few moments ago, and as you just did now, you stressed that there are jobs out there. So why is it that there's this perception, oh, there's no jobs, there's no place I can go, and yet people seem to be going to work? You're stressing that there are jobs. Where does that perception come from, and what do you tell the folks who try to say, hey, I hear there's no jobs?
Well, I, you know, from my experience for the last 30-some years of working, there's some things that have been lost. And then, you know, I don't know if everybody knows, it was Parents' Day yesterday. You know, I told Mom and Dad that thank you for all the times you told me no, and thank you for all the times you didn't get me what I wanted. And I think that's where that has derived from. What you don't hear somebody saying is, there's when they say there's no jobs out there, they're saying there's no jobs out there that I'm willing to go to work to only make this amount of money or have these certain. So it's a very picky. They know there's jobs out there, but there's just not jobs that they want.
So it's the old, okay, let's hear the rest of the story.
Yeah, let's hear the rest of the story.
Exactly. Hey, listen, if somebody wants to contact you and or get more information, where can they go?
Call us, 440-723-2882. Stop and visit us, 992 Abbey Road North in Elyria, directly across from Lorain County Community College, or visit our website at www.expresspros.com/Lorain OH.